South Florida's only all-business station, welcomes you to Freed on Business. He grew up in South Florida, has been in business here since the early 1990s, and has closed over $1 billion in deals. He's seen it all. He always has an opinion, and he's always ready to share it. Informed, entertaining, and connected, he has his finger on the throbbing pulse of South Florida's business community. He's Jim Freed, exclusively on 880 AM, The Biz. To talk to Jim and his guests, call 305-541-2350. That's 305-541-2350. Now, here's your host, Jim Freed.
All right, guys, we have got a great show today. Welcome to another edition of Freed on Business. I'm not going to take up a lot of time. I'd like to thank our sponsors, UHealth, Magnum Energy Solutions, Warren Henry Automotive, Lawrence Kids, the Miami Dolphins, all for helping us bring you today's super-duper show. The stock market is down today on the upbeat economic news. Why? Because the Fed is jawboning. Interest rates are going to go up. And when they go up, business activity will contract and the Fed will get what it wants. Easy money will be over. Interest rates will start going up. They will be tamping down on inflation, although I don't see the inflation. And oh, by the way, the Wall Street Journal says we can't get out of the federal debt unless we have inflation and inflate our way out. So you tell me what's going on. It looks like some of the party's over and maybe other parts are just beginning. We've got a great show for you today. We've got former mayor of Miami, Manny Diaz. We're going to talk about Manny's vision of Miami's future and how it's coming to pass and what some of the pitfalls may be. Then we're going to have Victoria Labom and Bruce Turkel on. They're going to talk about how to become a positive speaker, how to communicate and rock the room. And then we're going to have Dr. Charles Nemiroff on. He's our UHealth guest. We're going to talk about dealing with holiday stress. Dave, take me out and bring me back fast. Manny's got to go. Dave.
To that moment all week long. You throw on your favorite Dolphins jersey, pack the coolers into the car, load up the kids, and hit the road. No matter how many times you do it, when you drive up to Sun Life Stadium, you get that feeling of excitement like it was your first Dolphins game. Between tailgating, spending time with family and friends, and seeing the game live, Miami Dolphins football is creating moments every game day. Get your tickets today at Dolphins.com. Be the home field advantage.
Just so you know what we're doing. Oh, hey, this is Jim Freed, and I want to thank our friends at Warren Henry Automotive. You know, when you're looking to buy or lease a car, you want to get every advantage that you can. That's why you need to check out Warren Henry. Land Rover, Range Rover, Infiniti, Volvo, and Jaguar, they're all exceptional cars, and they all come with a Warren Henry advantage. That means complimentary dent repair, key replacement, first service, and a personal assistant that you can call for anything, anytime, for an entire year, actually 4 years now. Always the best price, always the best service, always Warren Henry.
If I suspect a child's being harmed,
I commit.
I'll do something.
I'll report it.
Even if I don't have all the details.
Even if I'm not sure.
I'll take a step to protect a child.
For me, it's just a call.
Just a call.
Just a call.
For a child.
It's everything.
I commit my eyes.
My voice.
To protect our children.
Don't miss the signs. Report child abuse. Call 1-800-962-2873. Sponsored by the Florida Department of Children and Families, Lawrence Kids, the Florida Association of Broadcasters, and this radio station.
Hey, Dave, this one's for me. You don't have to be a world-class athlete to be treated like one. Renowned orthopedic surgeon Dr. Lee Kaplan and his team at UHealth Sports Medicine are the official sports medicine providers of the University of Miami Hurricanes, and they can be your care team too. Combining unsurpassed expertise with care that puts you first, UHealth Sports Medicine is the region's only university-based sports medicine provider. That means you have access to the very latest treatments often before they're available anywhere else in South Florida. It's all geared towards getting you back in the game quickly and safely. To secure your appointment, visit UHealthSportsMedicine.com.
South Florida's only business radio station.
Part of the Wall Street Business Network.
880 AM, The Biz. You're listening to Freed on Business. To talk to Jim and his guests, call 305-541-2350. That's 305-541-2350. Now, back to your host, Jim Freed.
All right, I am thrilled to introduce Manny Diaz. He was first elected city mayor of the city of Miami in 2001. He was reelected for a second term in 2005. He was chosen to lead the United States Conference of Mayors as its president in 2008. He's been a force in local, state, and national politics for nearly three decades. Manny's fingerprints are all over the city of Miami skyline. Manny, welcome to the show.
Jim, thank you for having me.
Oh, listen, it's great to have you here. Now, one of the things that we have to just get right into it, Manny, because we don't have a lot of time. You were the person behind Miami 21. What caused you to want to bring that forth here in the city of Miami?
Well, I mean, instinctively, you know, when I was driving around town, I was seeing projects that I felt that were sort of developed in a haphazard fashion. Miami never had a plan. Miami never had a vision for what it wanted to look like when it grew up. And so I thought it was important, although I wasn't trained as an urban designer, but brought with me, some of the best and the brightest in the country in that area to develop a plan of what we wanted Miami to look like. Zoning, as you know, is typically a prohibitive regulatory framework. It tells you what you're not allowed to do. Miami 21 was the opposite. Miami 21 was involving the citizens of Miami, over 500 public meetings, millions of hits on the internet, into a process so that they could design the city of their future.
Now, Manny, we're in the middle of our second round of building boom that you as mayor basically kicked off with first the open policy to get the deals going, and then finally now Miami 21, which is driving this whole new wave of development. What do you see as the next step? We've got the infrastructure here in place with the office buildings and the places for people to live now in downtown. Downtown's a legitimate 24-hour city with all the bars and restaurants that are opening up. You know, I've read your op-ed piece here. You talk about we need some solid economic growth, jobs, career. I call it careers.
Right.
Help me understand what you see as the next step in Miami's evolution.
Well, I mean, we still have some challenges. Obviously, I think the key elements to me, and that's what I tell people around the country when I have an opportunity to go speak to groups around the country these days, is that this whole debate that we're having in America today about spending, or I like to call it investing, because I look at these things as an investment, not as an expenditure.
No doubt.
You should, I mean, both Democrats and Republicans should be talking about what types of investments yield returns. And what are those returns? And that's the way we should look at government expenditures on the basis of actual measurable results that are either positive or negative. And if they're negative, you let them go. If they're positive, obviously it's a good investment. We invested in Miami. We invested in infrastructure. We invested in the arts and culture. We invested in education, in public safety. Those are the elements that people in Washington don't understand. Those are the elements that make a city prosper. Why? Because it creates a climate of opportunity. It creates a climate where the investment community says, that's a city that I want to invest in. And let's look at what cities are today. I mean, half of the world's population now lives in cities for the first time ever. For the first time ever in the United States, there are more people moving into the urban core than into the suburbs, which is a complete reversal of where we were in the last second half of the last century, really. And why is that happening? Because people want that urban life. People don't want to spend an hour and a half in a car. But they want to be able to have an urban life that they can enjoy. They want good schools. They want clean streets. They want them to be safe. They want public transportation, public transit. And so if you build those things, not to use a cliche, people will come.
Well, you know, what I've seen is that the capital is coming. I'm in the real estate industry. We're in the capital provision business. All the big pension funds and everybody call and they talk to us. And Miami's on the map with Los Angeles, New York, and San Francisco as the gateway cities internationally. And if anybody takes a look at that big map of the world, I love when the Beacon Council goes, and there's Miami right in the middle of everything.
Right.
And it really is. But what people are failing to grasp is the things that, for instance, people like the Knight Foundation, the entrepreneur ship that's bubbling up to create the opportunities for the people that are moving here. That's also part of the template that you've laid. Tell us more about that.
Well, that's right. And that if you think about where we need to be in the future, cities have to continually reinvent themselves. Cities, like I said, have to invest in the drivers of growth, in innovation, in change. And look at what the world has become today. The world is, because of technology And because information now flows freely across the globe, young people today can live anywhere and work for a Miami company. So this new generation of Americans is really deciding where to work based on where they want to live. In our generation, we were attracted to a company. And so we followed the company, right? For our jobs. That's what we did. Certainly, that's what my parents generation.
We were going to work there forever and blah, blah, blah.
That's right. And today, it's the opposite. Today, it's the companies that are chasing the people and the jobs. Because like I said, we're connected. So you could work for a Miami-based company and live in Portland because you like Portland and you like their streetcar and you like the quality of life in Portland.
Cold, rainy weather.
That's what we're headed to. So, like, when you say that we're competing with LA and New York and others, yes, that's true. But by the way, we're also competing with cities in Europe. We're also competing with cities in South America. So the ability to attract those young, fertile minds. You know, for example, I like to tell people, you know, we continue to cut ribbons and celebrate when another bank comes into Miami. Well, truth be told, we are already second to New York City in the number of banks, especially international banks in the East Coast. Don't get me wrong. More banks, great, terrific, more jobs. But you know who I want? I want those young people today that are in the process of developing the technology that those banks are going to use. So whether it's, you know, an app that allows you to deposit remotely or other kinds of, you know, technological advances, those are the people that we want because those are the jobs of the future. Though cities, you know, in the old days, the economic development, you know, entities like Beacon Councils and the like around the country, what did they try to do? They wanted to go to General Motors so that GM could open a 10,000 employee plant in your city. Those things don't happen anymore, and they're not going to happen. I mean, that's why we see the condition that, some of the Beltway cities that were America's greatest cities in the prior century are now the cities that are in deepest trouble because they never adjusted. They didn't see where the world was going and tried to continue to live in the past. We need to look to the future. We need to see what's ahead of us. We need to see where the next generation of Miamians want to go, and we need to take them there.
You know, it's terrific that you say that. You know, we've had Matt Hagman on with the Knight Foundation.
Sure.
I've gone to some of the Lab Miami stuff. We've had Social Media 305 is one of the guys that works with us on our show. And so I've got my friend that's in that genre all the time. But I agree. The Miami is going to get its next foundation. It was real estate, agriculture, then tourism, then real estate, technology. We are now one of the world's great cities. It used to be that people would go and laugh and say, oh, you're the capital of Latin America. Well, hey, now we're the capital of the world.
Right. That's correct. And we are. I mean, we're in the top five telecom hubs. I mean, we've got the
high five to Manny, the other Manny. For
the
that.
Other Manny, absolutely, for what he's done and continues to do. I mean, we all of Latin America connects optically. Fiber optically through Miami. I mean, so and that really is the future. That is where we need to go. And there are people like the Knight Foundation and Matt and Alberto Ibargüen and others who see that and are promoting that. And if you think about, you know, if you think about the Miami talent that is living in other cities today because they don't see the same opportunities in Miami. Forget about it. I mean, if we brought those people home, forget about it.
Yes, we need to end the brain drain. We need to end our segment. I want to do that. You recently wrote a book. Plug your book for 30 seconds.
Oh, okay. Well, I wrote a book called Miami Transformed, and it really isn't Miami-centric. It really is about politics in America today and why it needs to change. You know, when I talked earlier about investing versus spending, the whole partisan bickering, I laugh when people in Washington and people in state capitals talk about job creation and how many jobs they've created. Those jobs are being created by mayors all throughout America because they understand the fundamentals that are necessary to create that climate of opportunity. And that's what the book is about.
Manny Diaz, Miami strong mayor. You got to come back. There's lots more beneath all that. We've got to go. I know Manny's got a meeting. He's got to go. Thank you so much for being on the show. We'll be right back after this. We're going to teach everybody how to rock the room with their speech in business and in pleasure. Back after this. Dave, take us out. right, you had Miami Manny Diaz on. We'll bring Manny back after the new year. He's only getting started, scratching the surface of what Miami's going to look like in the future. Well, I'll tell you who's been here for 35 years. That's my buddies at Warren Henry. Because when you have to buy, when you're looking to buy or lease a car, you have to give every advantage that you can. That's why you have to check out Warren Henry Land Rover, Range Rover, Infiniti, Volvo, and Jaguar. They're all exceptional cars. They all come with the Warren Henry advantage, and that means complimentary dent repair, key replacement, first service, and a personal assistant that you can call for anything, anytime for an entire year. Actually, I got 4 years now. Always the best price, always the best service, always Warren Henry.
Are you an event marketer that has no time to worry about social media marketing and promotions? This is where SocialMedia305.com can work in conjunction with you. We specialize in promoting events, marketing, doing recaps, and most importantly, having team members on site. If you're interested in having your event promoted, give us a call at 305-710-2273. Again, that's 305-710-2273. And always remember, SocialMedia305.com is a social relations company.
You look forward to that moment all week long. You throw on your favorite Dolphins jersey, pack the coolers into the car, load up the kids, and hit the road. No matter how many times you do it, when you drive up to Sun Life Stadium, you get that feeling of excitement like it was your first Dolphins game. Between tailgating, spending time with family and friends, and seeing the game live, Miami Dolphins football is creating moments every game day. Get your tickets today at Dolphins.com. Be the home field advantage.
Every year in Florida, tens of thousands of children are abused or neglected. Many more continue to suffer because their abuse is never reported. In every case, there are signs. They may not be obvious. Reporting child abuse can save a life. And under Florida law, it's everyone's responsibility. Don't miss the signs. Report child abuse. Call 1-800-962-2873. Sponsored by the Florida Department of Children and Families, Lawrence Kids, the Florida Association of Broadcasters, and this radio station.
This is the Wall Street Business Network.
South Florida's only business radio station, 880 AM, The Biz. You're listening to Freed on Business. To talk to Jim and his guests, call 305-541-2350. That's 305-541-2350. Now, back to your host, Jim Freed.
All right, we are on, and we are on with our next guest. Our next guest is going to be a super, super duper experience. You guys better all hang on. We have got Victoria Labom. She is on. She is a, well, she's going to teach me how to rock the room. Victoria, are you out there?
I'm right here.
Awesome. Well, you know, Bruce was supposed to be on with us. Bruce has got a client that's head is blowing up with an emergency problem. So I've got you all to myself.
Well, that's great. I've got you all to myself. I don't have to share you with Bruce. It's just a Jim Victoria moment.
Oh, it's going to be great. Now, let's talk about what you do, Victoria. A lot of folks down here might not be familiar with what you do. So let's start out with your core concept, the through line. It's core to your branding and your teaching. Could you tell us a little bit about what that is?
Absolutely. Well, what I do, to answer your question right off the bat, is I work with executives, small business owners, entrepreneurs, elite thought leaders on the different techniques they can engage to rock the room, whether that's a consultative sales meeting, whether it's a staff internal meeting, an external meeting with clients, a keynote, whatever type of presentation you have in mind. These are the core concepts. And the through line is really a theater term. It comes from Stanislavski, who is a theater artist, and it's the driving force behind a presentation. It's your intention, which we'll talk about as this conversation progresses. Because every presentation has a larger purpose behind it. And when you reconnect with that, it transforms everything.
Awesome. Awesome. Well, it sounds like we're going to be connected throughout the show here then.
We
it's really,
deep.
Really cool. I'm very excited. You know, whenever the music comes up, I just get rolling and I totally transform. And I guess that's sort of what you've got to transmit to people. If, for instance, they say they have stage fright, what do they do if they have stage fright?
Well, you know, stage fright is an interesting concept because it comes in part from just lack of preparation. I always say you're not scared, you're just unprepared.
Oh, yeah.
Because, you know, it's like when you're having a dinner party and people are coming over. If you're not ready, you're scrambling. But if you're ready, it's exciting. exciting, and that's the place you want to be in when you're presenting.
Oh, you know, that's why I walk into the radio station and I never think I'm ever going to do it. And then I just take out all my notes, take out all my stuff, lay it on the counter, and voila, it all goes away. I feel prepared. Dave rolls the music. I put up my hands and we get rolling. Now, we talked about the through line. What are the core elements to you of crafting a presentation or a performance? If you're either doing it with a consultant, an internal meeting, or a keynote speech, is it different?
Right. It is. There are different components in each one, but there are three elements that you're going to have in place, and they are structure, content, and delivery. You have to have great structure. You have to have great material content within it, and it has to have great delivery. You could have any two out of the three, but if you're missing the third, you will fail.
Oh, yeah, that's usually when I turn to my iPad and start doing that when the guy's up in the front trying to talk, or I go outside and start to network. You know, I always think when you're making a speech, I don't want to say you're competing with all the iPads out there, but it's certainly you've got, if you're not having people tune away from them and tune into you, then you're just not doing your thing.
That's exactly it. You got it.
Now, what are some of the critical mistakes the presenters make? And let's start with, we already got one out of the way, lack of preparation.
Right, exactly. Lack of preparation is certainly one. Lack of a clear message, and that comes from preparation. Thinking, what is the one message I want to say? You know, a friend once said to me, it's a great question to ask anyone. If you had a chance to be on Oprah, what would your message be?
Oh my gosh. What would your one
message be? Now, that goes back to the through lines. Or what's your one core message to the world? But then in any given presentation, if you were to sum it up, so you want to be very clear about what the transformation is that you are trying to have happen. Where are they and where are you trying to get them to? What is the offer? What is the promise? So you've got to get clear on your message. And then the second biggest mistake I see across the board for sales professionals, consultants, lawyers, service providers is that they focus too much on the information they're going to deliver and not enough on the experience they want to create.
Well, I got to tell you is that I've been to a lot of speeches and I don't really remember a lot of what they said, but the people that were memorable that touched me, and I'll just throw one out, Bill Clinton. You know, there's a lot of memorable presentations and speeches, good and bad, that I remember because of the experience I had.
That's exactly right. I mean, think of that the way you've designed this radio show. It's just fantastic. You've got music. You've got commercials. It's got pizzazz. If it was just all information, people would tune out very quickly, and the same is true for a presentation.
Oh, the guys at the
gym, your own performance.
Oh, yeah. The guys at the station always tell me that the people just listen because they're ready for me to have a meltdown, and they just want to hear me. Dave is cracking up now. He's going, yes, I know, Dave. People can't see the gesture I'm making towards you right now. It's a loving one, of course.
Yes, I'm sure.
Now, hey, let's say somebody's getting ready. They've got 24 hours to prep for a meeting. You know, their boss got sick. These guys have to, somebody has to step in. How do you do a presentation in 24 hours or less?
That's a great question. You know, it depends on how much preparation you already have. Let's just say, you said, Jim, you get your materials out. So you want to go through a series of steps. You want to evaluate your opportunity. How much time do you have? 5 minutes, 50 minutes? You want to collect your assets. And then you want to focus, as I said, on the experience. You want to think, what's the experience I'm trying to create? So you want to look at your opportunity. You want to collect your assets. You want to create the experience. And then you want to add a couple other components, address two here. One of them is be very clear about what I call first and final. How do you begin? How do you end? The second is be very clear about having a full spectrum. Think of a prism with all the colors, a full spectrum of content, so it's not all one color. So you've got stories, anecdotes, facts, demonstrations, graphs, images, photos. You want to get as many different types as you can so that you can hit different learning mechanisms within your audience.
Oh, that's just awesome. And it all really touches on the fact that there's all these different sensory perceptions that people can have. And the more of those that you can activate, the more memorable I think things are. Is that correct?
Right. That's right. And when you talked a moment ago about what presentations you remember, if we went back to your Bill Clinton reference or any others that our listeners have, what you remember are those experiential elements, the visuals, the story. No one comes up to a speaker 3 years after a presentation and says, I loved your third point on leadership.
Oh,
but
no.
They will
and
say,
in fact,
I loved the story you told
about
raking leaves with your son.
Oh, yeah. I mean, my thing with Bill Clinton, it was when he came back from I don't know where, and I don't remember what he talked about. I do remember where it was, but I can only tell you that when that guy leaned over after I rushed the front while he was leaving and he leaned over and shook a few hands, that was one of the most memorable experiences that I've ever had. And I know that Dave, he has an experience very similar. You know, Dave was the last person to shake hands with JFK. But that's a story for another day. Dave, when it's your last day, we'll talk to you about your famous meeting. Dave's giving me the high five. It is really interesting. You'd have to go find his Facebook page to see the photo. But listen, you know, you do a lot of training out there. I know you've got something coming up in January in San Francisco, the Elite Group Experience, Rocking the Room. Tell me a little bit about that and maybe a couple of the other events you got going on.
Sure, absolutely. Well, we have a lot of people who want to work privately, and we don't always have the time for that. But what we did decide to do is put together a special experience for people who want to save a little money and have an amazing day and a half. So it's January 9th and 10th in San Francisco, limited to 12 people. We have 10 slots sold, so we only have 2 spots left. But it's a chance to take your presentation and communication skills to a whole new level, fun, interactive. And we have an incredible group.
Yeah, you know, I've found that my experience with these types of things is magnified significantly when I'm in a group because, let's face it, most of the people that go out there and do the speaking and do the activities, if you're in the business world, you're kind of an outlier in the gray business world. My favorite comedy thing of all time about business was Buddy Hackett in the restaurant, and all he kept saying is, yes, you with the charcoal gray shirt, you with the charcoal gray pants, you with the charcoal gray hat, you with the charcoal gray hands, would you like some charcoal for lunch? That's the majority of the business world. Quiet and just ready to go to war.
Exactly. Yeah, and what makes a group environment so profound, you know, quite frankly, I used to think privates were better, but having run a number of these group events, if I say something to someone in the group and I give them advice, it's one thing for them to hear it directly from me, but when 10 other people are nodding their head saying, oh, yes, it's so much better when you did it this way versus that way, that impact is tremendous. So.
Oh, yeah. Plus, I personally feed off an audience of one, Dave, you know, but he's terrific. He's awesome. You know, my first show I did with Dave, I made him run out of the room because I was so aggressive and over the top. But since then, we've kind of found our little niche. He's going to be leaving the program. I'm crying alligator tears, Dave. Listen, we're going to leave everybody with the thought of me crying alligator tears. We're going to be right back after this break. We're going to have Dr. Nemroff on, Dr. Charles Nemroff. He is the head of the psychology and behavioral sciences at the University of Miami Miller School of Medicine. We're going to talk about how to work off the holiday stress, and then we're going to come back with Victoria. We're going to talk about some of the things that she does that can help you be a success in the room while you make presentations. Victoria, thanks so much for holding on through the UHealth segment. We'll be right back at you, and this has been great so far.
You throw on your favorite Dolphins jersey, pack the coolers into the car, load up the kids, and hit the road. No matter how many times you do it, when you drive up to Sun Life Stadium, you get that feeling of excitement like it was your first Dolphins game. Between tailgating, spending time with family and friends, and seeing the game live, Miami Dolphins football is creating moments every game day. Get your tickets today at Dolphins.com. Be the home field advantage.
Every year, tens of thousands of children in Florida are abused or neglected. Many will be victims of sexual abuse, usually by someone they know and trust. Sometimes adults can miss the signs, and children don't always know how to ask for help. If you suspect a child is being abused, report it today. Don't miss the signs. Report child abuse. Call 1-800-962-2873. Sponsored by the Florida Department of Children and Families, Lawrence Kids, the Florida Association of Broadcasters, and this radio station.
When you're looking to buy or lease a car, you want to get every advantage that you can, and that's why you have to check out Warren Henry. Land Rover, Range Rover, Infiniti, Volvo, and Jaguar, they're all exceptional cars, and they all come with the Warren Henry Advantage. That means complimentary dent repair, key replacement, first service, and a personal assistant that you can call for anything, anytime, for an entire year. I actually got 4 years, and I think that's where they're at right now. Always the best price, always the best service, always Warren Henry.
Are you an event marketer that has no time to worry about social media marketing and promotions? This is where socialmedia305.com can work in conjunction with you. We specialize in promoting events, marketing, doing recaps, and most importantly, having team members on site. If you're interested in having your event promoted, give us a call at 305-710-2273. Again, that's 305-710-2273. And always remember, socialmedia305.com is a social relations company.
As a high-powered executive, you demand the best for your health, and with a YouCare executive physical, you get it. From the moment you schedule an appointment, you can expect unparalleled medical care and customer service, from a personal concierge to guide you through your visit to a customized preventive health plan to keep you feeling your best. For any follow-up care, you have direct access to the University of Miami's renowned programs in cardiology, sports medicine, and more. Trust YouHealth to take care of you so you can take care of business. To schedule your executive physical, call 305-243-2738.
South Florida's only business radio station.
Part of the Wall Street Business Network.
880 AM, The Biz. You're listening to Freed on Business. To talk to Jim and his guests, call 305-541-2350. That's 305-541-2350. Now, back to your host, Jim Freed.
All right, Dave is rocking us on, and here we are. We've got the YouHealth segment. YouHealth is the University of Miami Health System. They bring you the brightest minds and best care right here in South Florida. YouHealth is big. It includes more than 300 specialty doctors, dozens of locations from Miami to Palm Beach Gardens, and now YouHealth is in a beautiful facility in Plantation. What sets YouHealth apart is the comprehensive approach they bring to healthcare. You might have several doctors for a couple different health issues, but do they ever talk to each other or cross-reference your systems, your symptoms, and medications to make sure your care is second to none? Well, at YouHealth, they do. More than collaborative care, YouHealth is powered by the University of Miami's Miller School of Medicine, where research and clinical trials bring state-of-the-art treatments to our community. Seriously, these are some of the best-rated hospitals in the country. YouHealth includes the Bascom-Palmer Eye Institute, ranked number one by U.S. News & World Report for 10 years in a row, and it also contains the world-renowned Sylvester Comprehensive Care Center. If you want to see what the healthcare is going to look like in the future, just ask these guys. You can learn more about YouHealth through the YouHealth Discovery Series, now online at YouHealthDiscovery.com. It focuses on different departments, doctors, and patients that make YouHealth great, and the breakthrough discoveries that are changing healthcare for the better. They're doing some really innovative and interesting things there. They've even figured out a way to use a person's own adult stem cells to grow dead heart tissue. That means if you ever have a heart attack, they can help you save yourself. There's always something new to discover about YouHealth, and you never know, it could be just what you're looking for. Discover how breakthrough medicine from YouHealth can work for you. Call 305-243-4000 or visit YouHealthDiscovery.com to learn more.
I feel good. I knew that I wouldn't. I feel good. I knew that I wouldn't. So good. So good. I got a year.
All right. Oh, man, that's just the best music for this segment. Dr. Charles Nemeroff is our special guest from YouHealth this week. He's the chairman of the Department of Psychiatry and Behavioral Sciences at the University of Miami Miller School of Medicine. We're going to discuss about how to beat the holiday blues. Welcome to the show, Dr. Nemeroff.
Thanks so much for having me with you today.
Oh, listen, I was all stressed out, but then you got on. I heard your soothing voice, and I'm ready to rock. Now, listen, everybody, I think, at this point has the urban legend down pat that you're either over the top happy or down in the dumps for the holidays. How do you just maintain an even keel and enjoy yourself?
Well, I think first and foremost, one has to maintain a reasonable level of expectations about the holidays. A lot of folks are having family coming from out of town. They want to have that idyllic family atmosphere, and sometimes our expectations are so high about that, and then they aren't realized, and it results in a sort of plummeting mood. So I think first thing to do is to keep your expectations at a reasonable level.
Well, I agree with you there. For Thanksgiving, everybody asked me how my Thanksgiving was, and I had my little niece and nephew fly in from out of town, and I just had to give them one image. I said, oh, we had some Kennedy time playing some football. They knew what I had for the vacation. So now people have reasonable expectations. They don't get theirself all geeked up on something that's never going to happen. What do they have to do next?
Well, I think we always have to be cautious about overindulging in the holidays.
Whew.
And, too much alcohol, too much food, falling off the wagon in terms of exercise and diet, and then we start beating ourselves up about it. And I think good advice is to try to celebrate, but don't overdo it.
Now, did my wife text you these points before we got on the radio? Because I got to tell you, I've been working out like a bandit with Tarek Maddox, professional NFL trainer, to lose what I just feel like is a little bit of bloatiness. When I go on a scale, I weigh just the exact same. It's ridiculous. It's absolutely ridiculous. I got you laughing now, Doc. So that means there's a third point in there somewhere.
Well, I think, you know, this is an especially hard time for people who have suffered with depression and with anxiety in the past. And the holidays can be a really difficult time. And it's in particular a difficult time for people who are alone, lonely, don't have significant other, and for those who've maybe had a recent loss. And for that reason, it's really important to try to reach out to friends and family. And particularly for men, it's really hard for them to ask for help.
Oh, yeah. I remember I lived away from Miami. I grew up in Miami. Most of my friends were in Miami. I moved away from when I graduated college, went to a couple of towns where I didn't really know anybody before I came back to Miami. And the holidays just were the worst. Being alone. And when people that I knew reached out and brought me into their family, it really made all the difference in the world. So folks, go out there and find somebody who's alone and reach out and bring them in for the holidays. I mean, Dr. Nemiroff, that just sounds like a basic one.
The other point I'd make, and, you know, it's a bit sad, but, you know, this is a time of risk for people who are not feeling well to think about taking their lives. And suicide is a significant problem in this country. We lose about 40,000 people to suicide every year, twice the number of people that are lost to homicide. And Florida is number 15 in the nation in rates of suicide. So if you're worried about somebody, if you think they're depressed and thinking really bad thoughts, please reach out to them.
Now, do you guys have a holiday hotline, or how does somebody get in touch with you if they either need emergency services or something more long-term?
We absolutely do. And immediately going to the nearest emergency room, University of Miami Hospital, Jackson Memorial, or both. We staff it 24/7. We have a full psychiatric emergency room at both of our institutions. There's also the main number. For You Health, we'll connect you with one of our psychiatrists who are on call. There's always somebody out there. I'm not giving you my cell phone, but there's always somebody out there for our viewers if you need help.
Listen, Dr. Nemiroff, I don't want your cell phone. I just want to know that your team and you are always there 24 hours, 365, 24/7, however you want to say it. And I know that you guys are. I have a friend that's over at U Health right now. We just took him through the emergency room just a few hours ago. We got super duper service. Everybody was wonderful. Personal concierge that they talk about and everything else like that. Thank you so much for all the positive changes that you and the rest of your team have been bringing to the U Health system.
Thank you very much, and thanks for having me today.
Oh, it's my pleasure. Thanks for helping us all learn how to bottle up our positive energy and share it and keep it going.
Happy holidays.
You too. We'll be right back after this short break. We're going to continue our interview with Victoria LeBlanc. We're going to talk about how to rock the room, and I'm going to ask her some really cool questions. Back after this. I'm all right. I hope you are, too. And if you're not all right or your friend isn't all right, then please go to the U Health folks. Let them help you get your feet back on the ground, because it's only a little bit off the ground. It may make you feel bad, but don't allow yourself to get into the danger zone. You know, it's always good business to give your customers what they want. And the Warren Henry family of auto dealerships, you know, Land Rover, Infiniti, Volvo, and Jaguar, they know this, and that's why they always give their customers more. When I leased my two Infinities from them, I knew I was getting the best price because they guaranteed it. Their best price guarantee. guarantee as part of a package of benefits called the Warren Henry Advantage. You get complimentary dent repair, key replacement, fur service, and even a personal assistant that you can call for anything, anytime for 4 years. So if you buy or lease any new Land Rover, Range Rover, Infiniti, Volvo, or Jaguar from Warren Henry, or even if you buy one of their pre-owned cars, you'll get the Warren Henry Advantage too. Add in the exceptional service they deliver and you'll see why they've been in business for over 35 years. Always the best price, always the best service, always Warren Henry.
If I suspect a child's being harmed,
I commit.
I'll do something. I'll report it.
Even if I don't have all the details.
Even if I'm not sure.
I'll take a step to protect a child.
For me, it's just a call.
Just a call.
Just a call.
For a child,
it's everything.
I commit my eyes.
My voice.
To protect our children.
Don't miss the signs. Report child abuse. Call 1-800-962-2873. Sponsored by the Florida Department of Children and Families, Lawrence Kids, the Florida Association of Broadcasters, and this radio station.
Join our friends at Lawrence Kids and Warren Henry Automotive and get yourself the Love and Healing specialty license plate designed by internationally famed artist Romero Brito. You can go to www.lawrencekids.org for more information. It's a beautiful plate. Make sure you get yours right now. Lauren was recently named the L'Oreal Woman of Worth for this year. High five to her and high five to you if you get out there to lawrencekids.org and get your Love and Healing specialty license plate designed by Romero Brito.
You look forward to that moment all week long. You throw on your favorite Dolphins jersey, pack the coolers into the car, load up the kids, and hit the road. No matter how many times you do it, when you drive up to Sun Life Stadium, you get that feeling of excitement like it was your first Dolphins game. Between tailgating, spending time with family and friends, and seeing the game live, Miami Dolphins football is creating moments every game day. Get your tickets today at Dolphins.com. Be the home field advantage.
This is the Wall Street Business Network.
South Florida's only business radio station, 880 AM. The Biz. You're listening to Freed on Business. To talk to Jim and his guests, call 305-541-2350. That's 305-541-2350. Now, back to your host, Jim Freed.
All right, we're back with Victoria Labombe. She is a speaking guru. She's going to help us understand how to communicate with each other at speeches, at events, at presentations, how we're going to rock the room. Victoria, welcome back. Thank you so much for holding on the line.
Oh, it was great. I enjoyed listening to the other events.
Oh, yeah. He was awesome. Now, listen, before we go any further, I know that one of the things that is a core belief for you is that business and art aren't separate. They're together. And beyond what we've learned here during the last couple of weeks at Art Basel, it gets even more involved when people are making a presentation. Help me understand that value.
Absolutely. Well, we looked at it a little bit in the first part of our interview together, where you want to create an experience for your audience as opposed to just delivering information. And there's a wonderful quote I love from Bob Dylan, who said, "The purpose of art is to stop time." And I think if you create a great presentation, it's like a piece of art. It stops time. People are not checking their BlackBerries or their smartphones or their iPads, like you said. They're present, and they're transported.
You know,
so what you're trying to do is create this experience that takes people out of the craziness of their lives.
Now, one of the people, the person that got me in touch with you is Bruce Turkel. Bruce was having an emergency at one of his clients' office. I know Bruce is now with us. Bruce, can you hear me? Are you on?
I can. Emergency solved. Thank you. I appreciate your help.
Don't worry about it. I got to go one-on-one with Victoria, which was my whole thing anyway. I was just doing this as a doff of the hat for you anyway.
She's the greatest. You don't need me if you got her.
Yeah, listen, I know that. But I wanted to kind of draw you in because we were kind of getting to where I wanted to go with Victoria. And that's part of the reason that people take on these speeches and stuff like that is to build their brands. And so how can somebody use their professional presentation skills to build their brand? And, you know, I'd like Victoria to kind of talk about that a little. And then, Bruce, you're the branding dude, so you're going to take it where she leaves off.
You got it.
All right.
All right, so I'm up first.
You're up first. Swing away.
Oh, right. Good. I got it. So you never
have the same opportunity again when you give a presentation. You really only have that one because you cannot take it back. You might be able to give a second presentation, but people will say, oh, he sucked. He was terrible. So you really cannot afford to blow it. It's like they say about an impression. You cannot make it again. So that opportunity is not to be underestimated. And when you're giving one-to-many presentation, meaning it's not a conversation, you can control the message. So you have an incredible benefit. And you want to craft that message to really fall in line with your vision. So I'll let Bruce take it from there, and I'll add more as needed.
Oh, yeah. Rock on, Bruce.
Here's the great thing. When you're giving a presentation, you're doing it for, I don't know, half an hour, 45 minutes, or an hour. So first of all, I heard Victoria say about stopping time. You get the opportunity to do that. But better yet, you get the opportunity to present a hyper-realized version of yourself. Because let's face it, after 45 minutes, I don't know about you, but I'll say something stupid or I'll do something stupid. But for about 45 minutes or an hour, I can be very charming. And you really have the opportunity to offer the essence of who you are and what you do. Number two, you have something that speakers talk about that I don't think people outside the industry know about, called the power of the platform. When you are up there, you're in front of everybody, you're raised up a little bit, you're under the lights, you have sound, you have everything done right, you achieve a higher level of consciousness in their minds because everything is special. So you not only get this opportunity to present, and as Victoria said, hopefully you've prepared enough that you're doing an awesome job, but all of the surroundings make what you're doing better. Think about it this way. Your husband or wife doesn't listen to you. Your kids don't listen to you. My dog doesn't even listen to me. But when you get up on stage, 100, 300, 1,000 people listen. And if you do what we've talked about, Jim, so many times on your show, you make your talk all about them, meaning you're saying things that resonate with them that they care about. When you get done, people are just knocked out, and you have established an indelible brand mark in their brain, and more importantly, in their hearts.
Awesome. And I have the excellent next question to ask. So I know that, Victoria, that you say it's important to know your audience prior to a presentation and meeting. How do you do that, since Bruce teed you right up?
Right. Well, you can look at it in three categories. Number one is a reporter. Number two is a researcher. And number three, in terms of the reception. So the reporter is, think of the five W's, the who, what, where, when, why. So who is this audience? What are they there for? Where is this event? Literally, the venue, the location, the room, what's the setup? When is it? And that means what time of day, what has happened recently, when are you in the lineup? Are you seventh of eight speakers? And then why are people there? So you want to really start to look at all those elements of logistics. You can also do what I call the PPQ. Bruce is familiar with this, the pre-program questionnaire. So you want to send a series of questions to your host. Who's in the audience? How many? What is demographic? What age is? What are their issues? Who are their competitors? So you really start to understand. So that's the reporter. The second part is the research. That relates to reporter, but it's the website, looking at the social media, blogs, watching YouTube videos about that environment and that group or from that group. So you can watch an executive on their speech. Looking at news and Google Alerts. So all the research that you would do on your computer. And the third piece I call the reception, and that is going to the event the night before, watching the speech before, receiving audience members talking to them so that you get that one-on-one time. And you can pick up a ton of little tidbits, funny little inside jokes about the organization and learn from that. And then you refer to it on the stage. You know, I was talking with Jim last night. Or, you know, Bruce in our audience this morning and I had a wonderful conversation about it. And all of a sudden, you have this customized, alive, uncanned presentation. People know it's of the moment.
Wow, that's just awesome. Now, Bruce, you get up there, you get paid big bucks to make these speeches to these big companies, and I know you can't give them the same speech every time. So how do you switch things around?
Well, first of all, here's something I learned. I used to think you couldn't give them the same speech every time. You get invited back or you go to a division and you think, okay, I got to do everything new, which, of course, is very, very difficult. But here's what I learned. I did that once. And then afterwards, people came up to me and they said, oh, man, you didn't tell the story about the dog, whatever that story was. I love that story. In fact, I told my buddy Jim and my friend Victoria, you got to come hear this guy. He's got the greatest story about the dog. So the truth is, a lot of the big hits, they want again. If you're doing your job, though, you're also trying to be relevant. And you're not just relevant to their business. You're relevant to their life, which means you're including things that are going on in the world. You're using relevant examples. You're talking about things you just saw. You're talking about things you know. So your talk is changing. If you're trying to create a talk, I recommend you write it in modules. So you have the module about the subject, the module with the stories, and then you can move them around as the event hits you. And as Victoria said, if you did those 3 points of research, and I really, really pay a lot of attention to the third one, managed by walking around, and you go to the dinner and you walk the trade show, you're going to have stuff to talk about that's totally relevant based on what you would have said anyways, except now it's all about them.
Oh, that's awesome. And I know you have a great trade show floor story. We're going to get to that hopefully down the road. See that? I'm already teasing one of the things you already said in the past. How about that? How about that? And so back to we're playing ping pong here. Victoria, now you have this great background in the theater. And a lot of people are just regular business people that do these things. A group calls them up. Hey, will you speak on blah, blah, blah? Oh, yeah, I'll be a speaker for that. Can you be there? Blah, blah. So they do all that. And then somebody gets up there and they give you all the, they get their department to give them all the statistics. And I fall asleep in the back or go network outside in the hallway. How can somebody avoid that if they're not a professional speaker?
Well, I think you've got to be true to your style. And some people are funnier than others, some people are more animated than others. But I would encourage you, if you're not a professional performer, presenter, to be honest and say, when is it that people come alive and I'm talking? They love it when I show these slides. They love it when I tell this story, what Bruce just referred to. They love it when I do this funny physical thing, or I make jokes, or I include this interactive bit. So you want to be clear about what has worked for you in the past, especially if you don't have an opportunity to hone your material. So you want to do tried and true. And I always say to people who think, well, I'm not really a performer, I say, oh, yes, you are. You think about the story you tell that always gets people to laugh, the one that your spouse or friends say, tell them the story about. You know you've got that puppy down. So you want to use pre-planned, pre-tried material and insert it so you're slam dunk.
Now, Victoria, we're getting towards the end of our show today. If people want to get more information on you and you give out some free tips and stuff like that about making a memorable performance, other than replaying
right.
our show, how do they find you?
The easiest way is to go to www.rocktheroom.com, and that will bounce you right to my website. We've got downloads, free videos. We have a wonderful article called 20 Tips, like you mentioned, to transform a boring presentation into a memorable slam dunk performance. And you get that free. Go to rocktheroom.com.
And Bruce, your website, because we're running out of time, I'm going to go through the wrap-up right after you're done, bud.
Couldn't be easier to find. It's my name, Bruce Turkel, B-R-U-C-E. TURKEL.com, BruceTurkel.com.
All right. Well, listen, I want to thank Victoria Labom, and I want to thank Bruce Turkel for this awesome thing about how to market and brand yourself. We started off with Manny Diaz, the former city of Miami mayor, and his vision of Miami. And, of course, I want to thank Dr. Charles Nemeroff, our special guest from U Health, talking about beating the holiday blues. I want to thank our sponsors, U Health, Magnum Energy Solutions, Warren Henry Automotive, Lauren's Kids, and the Miami Dolphins. Of course, I want to thank you, our listeners. We're coming up on the holidays, so we're going to have some really smoking hot programming for you coming up in the next couple of weeks. We'll talk real estate. We'll talk health and wellness. We'll talk sports. Maybe I'll even talk about some stuff just off the top of my head. And if that happens, get the fire hose out, because you know what will happen in this room if I do that. So thanks again to our sponsors, Tarek Maddox, U Health. Thank you to our guests, Manny Diaz, Victoria Labom, Bruce Turkel, Dr. Charles Nemeroff from U Health, Social Media 305, the Miami Dolphins, the NFL Alumni, Caring for Kids, the Miami Marlins, Lawrence Kids, Publix, Aztec Group. My gosh, what a great group of sponsors. Bergstrom Center for Real Estate Studies at the University of Florida. U Health. And of course, again, thank you to you, our listeners. Make sure you go to our Facebook page and like the show and tell your friends. Join our community. Give us feedback and comments. You can tweet me at Jim Fried, the show at Fried on Business. And remember, if you missed today's show, it's going to be on our website, www.friedonbusiness.com. And remember, the Fed keeps jawboning interest rates. Don't let them jawbone you out of what's going on in your world. It's a business person's world. We've taught you today about how you can go out there and take care of what you need to do, how to modify your image, how to build your brand. Take these tips. They're awesome. I use them all the time. Our show brings you the best people that are helping me build my business career and knock it out of the park. We're one of the hottest real estate business people in town. We're doing stuff all over the state. Our show is just great. We've got great guests. It helps us build our brand. Take some tips about what we do. Remember, the person that wants to do something finds a way. The other finds an excuse. Now you go out there, make it happen. I'll see you all next week. The mask of a Lone Ranger, and you don't mess around with Jim. Well, out of South Alabama, come a country boy. He said, I'm looking for a man named Jim. I am a fool shooting boy, my name is Willie McCoy, but down at home they call me Slim. Yeah, I'm looking for the king of 42nd Street. He drive on a drop top Cadillac. Last week he took all my money, and it may sound funny, but I come to get my money back.